Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Dell used to make PCs here in Ireland. They're still here, but much of its work is building and selling servers which sit in data centres. They're also in the AI space, needless to say, but Dell is worried that Ireland is set to miss the boat when it comes to providing the infrastructure for the AI revolution, including grid connections, water supply, and even good old-fashioned planning permission. This is a stark warning from one of the biggest tech companies in the world and comes as corporate America invests $1 trillion in AI infrastructure and even nuclear-powered data centers. But do we have to copy the Americans? Jason Ward is MEA North, the Vice President and Managing Director of Dell Technologies here in Ireland. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Joe.
So where does Dell Technologies come in when it comes to AI these days?
Well, Dell Technologies today, we're a $100 billion organization, probably the silent leader in AI. And if you think about a lot of the large language models or AI providers you hear in the world today, whether it's OpenAI, Claude, Anthropic, Perplexity, a lot of these large language models are underpinned by Dell infrastructure. So, Joe, you mentioned Dell is recognized as PCs, desktops. You know, a lot of customers in Ireland would use a Dell PC and desktop. But fundamentally, Dell today is driving the AI engine around all of these large language models. So our servers, our storage and our networking infrastructure actually provides the compute capacity to drive and manage all of these large language models.
Yeah, and you're not best pleased with what Ireland is doing in preparation for this AI revolution.
Well, I would say we're pleased but not satisfied. Look, Ireland and the IDA and the government have been a huge supporter of Dell Technologies. I think, look, Ireland can still lead in AI, but, you know, we must reset and have a forward-looking strategy. You know, regardless of what people like or dislike around data centers and AI, you know, the fundamental point here is that data centers are going to consume and require a huge amount of energy. So for Ireland to be competitive in the AI arms race, we really are going to have to deploy an awful lot more energy to sustain large language models, AI companies, and underpin the innovation that's happening globally. So we can still lead, but we need to act now.
Okay. Why have we fallen behind?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons. You know, Ireland has been, you know, a very productive nation, you know, very, very high GDP. You know, we've been very successful in the digital age. If you think about all of the large technology companies that came to Ireland and the pharmaceuticals have contributed hugely to Ireland's GDP. But along the line, in terms of our national grid, the energy grid, in terms of energy production, we have fallen a little bit behind. If you look at our Nordic neighbours, you know, the amount of green energy they provide to their grid is far superior than what we have here in Ireland. Now, obviously, the government has obviously introduced the new investment through the budget NDP, where we're going to have, you know, 1.5 billion allocated to ESB networks. We'll have 2 billion that goes to Airgrid. But the capacity for onshore, offshore green energy, which could sustain the new AI workloads, investment and expedited planning in those areas is absolutely critical.
Okay. And of course, we refuse to build nuclear power stations on in this country as well, which will be used in America to fire the data centers of the next few years.
No, absolutely. Look, obviously, if you want to go down the nuclear conversation, it'd have a change in our constitution. But even if we disregard nuclear, right, our onshore, offshore wind capacity, we've ample capacity. So, you know, we're forecasting that we'll, you know, bring on stream about 5 gigawatts of energy offshore by 2030. But Ireland has 30, 40, 50 gigawatt capacity, which we could certainly bring on board and utilize in a very efficient and cost-effective way to drive further investment in AI across Ireland. So we have the capability. You know, nuclear is an option that a lot of countries are actually going to deploy because it's quick, it's clean. But we also have great capability. We're an island nation, right? So look at what's happening in Norway and Finland. Offshore, onshore wind capacity, it's green. And it's a really beneficial way of driving energy for these AI data centers.
Yeah. With the glass half full, you think we may have a chance in the race for agentic AI. What is that? And how do we have a comparative advantage there?
Absolutely. If you think about it, if you look at any analyst today, McKinsey, IDC, Gartner, you know, they reckon that there'll be about a $5.2 trillion investment in data centers by 2030. So private investors, equity backers are investing hugely in this space. If you think about the Wallenberg family in Sweden, $10 billion investment. Brookfield Asset Management in France, $20 billion. Even last week, the announcement in the UK with Nvidia, Nscale, $40 billion into the UK. So there's a lot of private investment that would come to Ireland if we opened up the markets, provided planning, provided data center space and green energy. They would come and build, contribute to the grid and enable new companies to develop what's called agentic AI. So AI and large language model training, I think we've sort of missed the boat there. But when you get into AI inferencing, we certainly have the capacity to really lead the field there. You mentioned on the show earlier, Joe, around the pharmaceutical industry. Ireland is home to some of the world's leading clinical trial pharmaceutical companies. If you think about the possibilities for AI for new clinical trials, drug development, we could certainly play a part in that space and maybe differentiate Ireland as a leader in this field and attract a huge amount of organizations that are going to develop in that field. DeepMind, Dennis Ababas, who's just developed his company Isomorphic, who are developing new drugs to help, you know, cancer screening, Alzheimer's, all of these, you know, that diseases that are in the marketplace today, AI, agentic AI can provide solutions to eradicate diseases like that. And Ireland could become a leader in that field.
Mm. You're not worried about an AI bubble? You've spoken about the trillions of dollars that are being invested. It sounds a little bit like there's too much money chasing too few resources and capacity.
But I think that's back to the differentiation, Joe. So there's a lot of what we call neo-clouds. So you'll remember the hyperscalers, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and so on. Well, there's a new breed of GPU providers. So you call these guys neoclouds. And effectively, these provide GPU services or GPU as a service where you can go in and rent GPUs to run AI workloads and routines. So that's sort of like a one stream or one pillar of AI. But the huge benefit is going to come in AI inferencing. It's about a $500 billion market over the next 5 years. And that's where enterprises and customers actually get the benefit of AI. So I certainly think that the inference market is going to increase and grow and derive huge benefit for society and for Ireland. But we just need to take our fair share and participate in that market.
Yeah, I see your Uber boss, Michael Dell, is one of the big investors in the US arm of TikTok.
Well, I'm not sure that's quite correct. I think there's quite a few large technology companies that are, you know, looking to support the US government and look the global economy with investment in organizations that can sort of manage social media platforms for the greater good.
Mm-hmm. You're not worried about the growth of the so-called oligarchs that we see in our papers every day?
I'm not worried about the oligarchs or the tech pros, if you call them. I'm certainly, you know, honestly worried about the race around AGI, so advanced general intelligence, right? So the whole thing about that is you're going to have AI models and agents that are, you know, akin or maybe more superior than human intelligence. And when you have these models, you know, who governs, who owns, you know, do the West first win the battle to AGI? Is it China? So guardrails around that is more critical than tech bros. So I think, you know, somebody first has to get there, and then whoever gets there is going to lead the way and set the guardrails and the societal changes and impacts and regulation that's going to be required to keep that in a way operating that can be good for society versus hinder progress in society.
Thanks, Jason. That's Jason Ward there, EMEA North Vice President and Managing Director of Dell Technologies here in Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.